B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now it is time for What's Cracking with Connor. He's going around the whole country, the world, maybe into outer space to get his three stories of the day. Connor, are you ready, sir?
Of course I'm ready. Did I tell you what I was doing? Because we're going to end up in outer space.
No.
Okay. Well, look at that. That's a great lead-in. We'll get to that one. But we're starting in Germany, actually, okay. Firmly attached to the Earth. Actually, a little bit below the Earth here.
All right.
So there was a missing child, 8 years old. He's gone for 8 days.
8 days.
8 days. Right. Scary situation over there in Germany. A lot of people looking for him. They found him just 20 minutes from home in a sewer drain. He was somehow got into the sewer system. They had to pull up a manhole to get this kid out of there. It was 20 minutes away from his house. Apparently, he was fine. He was a little bit hypothermic is what they listed him as, but
it's
went to the hospital.
Underground. It could get.
But he should make a full recovery. Everything's good. They're relieved that he's there. The question is, how did he get into the sewer, which is crazy? And also, this is my question, not from the article. If he's 20 minutes away and you look for 8 days, how hard were you really looking?
Well, you got to think about it, 20 miles in all directions.
Oh, no. 20 minutes.
20 minutes in all directions. Like, right now where we sit. Now, let's take traffic out of the equation for a second.
Okay.
And we went 20 minutes in each direction, like in a whole circle. That's a pretty big area.
Okay, I get that. But, like...
Now, and you're looking like... You're checking... Well, unfortunately, they check, like... I know they check dumpsters and stuff, because sometimes people do. They
gotta terrible.
Check. You're checking everything above ground. You don't think to check the sewer.
Have we not seen it? There's a whole movie about this, to check the sewers.
You can't check the sewers.
You should be checking the sewers. That's where I'm checking if kids start going missing.
No, I don't know. I don't know how the sewers work over there. How did he survive for 8 days? I guess he found something to eat.
I have no idea. They don't say it, so I really have no clue. I can guess what he was drinking.
Ugh.
Can't be sanitary, but you got to do what you got to do.
Ugh.
I'm just wondering, like, he's eight. He can talk. Like, are you yelling at people passing by? Like,
right. Come on.
I could just imagine someone walking down. It's a rainy day, and they hear yelling from the sewer.
Right.
In fairness, I might not go check that either.
I wouldn't check it, but I would.
But contact the authorities.
I would contact somebody.
Okay. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's good that he's safe, but a little bit of a weird situation. Still don't know how he got down there.
He was abandoned.
Yeah.
Like, did the parents dump him in the sewer?
No, the family was helping lead the search.
Yeah,
so
but that, good. Yeah, but they thought, they'll never find him.
And then once they did.
Because that's happened where, like, with their dad, who was on the news talking about his family, but he kept, and the tale apparently was he kept talking about everything in past tense.
Yeah.
Apparently, when your family's missing, you always, a person that cares speaks like they're still with them. They say it looks fishy if you keep talking about how they had, when you don't know they're dead yet.
Apparently,
that's how they ended up catching him. Turns out he was responsible for it.
It's interesting. The psychology of that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're moving over to St. Louis, Missouri. What else are you worried about in sewers, though? Not killer clowns or missing kids. The old rumor, alligators.
Gators, yeah.
Okay, well, this one isn't in a sewer, but a pet alligator escaped in the middle of a storm in Missouri.
Of course he did.
Yeah. It's not a huge alligator, only 2.5 feet long.
Still.
Escaped in the middle of the storm. St. Louis Metro Police got the gator. Animal Control took control of the gator. Now, here's the thing. You remember the story we had Friday about the raccoon?
Yeah.
You want to take the raccoon to the pet store just to get food. And all of a sudden, they confiscate and put down the raccoon.
Yeah.
They just give the alligator back because it's illegal to have an alligator less than 8 feet long. You don't even have to register. You're
Wait
telling me someone in Missouri has a 7-foot alligator that doesn't even, it's not even registered?
You don't even have to register it.
Nope.
So you can just go over, so you meet a coworker.
Yes.
New person at the job, you know.
Right.
And then you work with him for 6 months, you start to have rapport, and he invites you over for a beer. Mm-hmm. And you go to his house in Missouri, and he could have, like you said, a 7-foot gator just chilling in the house.
7-foot, 11-inch gator could be sitting on the sofa.
Man, and here's the problem. I've watched too many shows. I would find a way. There's a spot. There's a small. They're actually kind of hard to kill, where you have to shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to find an alligator.
I'm not like a gun owner. I would have to go find a gun, and I'd kill that gator because I wouldn't feel safe.
Yeah, I would just move because I don't firmly believe in my ability to kill an alligator.
I feel like
there
I can hit the
might
spot.
Be the scariest animal on the planet.
I know what spot to hit from watching Swamp People.
I haven't seen it, so...
They got a lot of seasons of it. That's during gator season, and they say, well, you can shoot them other places, but it makes the meat bad and it won't be any good. You can just one blow, boom, gone, and there's like a quarter-sized spot at the top of the head.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay away from Gators altogether. But apparently, Missouri is not the state for me then.
I mean, why would they allow that?
I don't know what to tell you, man. Weird laws all over this place.
Yes. My guess is it can't
be. Why would
be
you even have one as a pet? It's crazy to me.
And then do you keep your house warm all the time? They don't do well in cold temperatures. So if you turn the AC on, they go into like a hibernation state.
I guess Missouri's pretty warm normally anyway.
So you got to have the air on.
But have it outside.
That's why he got out in the rainstorm. It was tired of that cold air conditioner.
Had a leash on it in the back.
To be outside.
Pretty even keep warmth. It out. That whole thing's a crazy story.
That's insane.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. And we're going to stay with animals, but we're leaving the planet. I told you we were going to outer space when we had a huge step. A giant step for hamkind is what the title of this says.
Okay.
So there's a hamster that survived a daring trip into the stratosphere on a flying balloon. Went as high as 14 miles off the surface of the Earth. It's in good health. Was recovered safely from the middle of the ocean. So the hamster is fine. Japan, off of Japan's Miyako Island, they just sent a hamster up to see if it would survive. And, well, the hamster made it.
Huh.
It's just
why did they want to know that?
I guess they were doing some type of experiment to see if the hamster would survive for whatever reason. Something maybe with like rodent sustainability in space.
Yeah.
It doesn't go too far into it, but I'd assume that's the basis of the test that they were doing. They got some nice pictures of the hamster 7 miles off, like just looking out the window.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what a hamster is thinking.
I hope this isn't for something grisly, because on those Alaska shows, when things are lean, They'll eat rodents in a pinch.
Oh no! So you're thinking?
Are they going to go up there? Travel. Like if you're in a situation right, and they multiply quickly, rodents do. Are they thinking about having like if like you got to have emergency food?
Right.
Is the hamster the emergency food up there? Because I'm saying
it might be.
They eat those in Alaska now, like not like in like Anchorage in the capital, but like if people that live out there, they prefer to eat. You know, elk and all the good stuff. But in a pinch, they eat rodents all the time.
Listen, I don't know. I hope not, because I don't know if I could eat a hamster. But it said the hamster would chill.
You probably would eat it rather than die.
Well, yeah. So I'd rather eat a lot of things.
What that test is probably means they can get to space. Then they'll probably do another one eventually to find out if they can live in space.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the hamster anyway, because I don't need hamsters dying in space. I'd feel bad about that. Just hopefully they're not using them for that purpose.
I'm just wondering, because I see it. I never thought about that as like a food source until, because I'm also not starving.
Yeah.
But if you're starving on Mars.
Who knows? Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Harry the hamster.
Harry the hamster.
Might end up in the skillet.
Yeah, but Neil Armstrong's got some competition now from the hamster that made it into space. So,
hey, Harry, nice job.
We will see.
All right, good job, Connor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.